Welcome to the Bright Beams Broadcast with Brother Ed Hicks, a broadcast for the proclamation of the unchanging truths of God's Word in a changing world.
The Lord willing, I'll bring the last part of a message entitled Nakedness in This Nation, Addressing the Undressing of America. In Exodus chapter number 32, verses 25 and 26, the Bible says, "And when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies, then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me." After the fall, Adam said to God, "I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." Let all of God's people get on God's side about modesty and against wicked nakedness. I realize that today many, and sometimes even professing believers, may go about inadequately, immodestly clothed. Many today may go about in public without any shame and without blushing because of their nakedness. But God made the rules about the matter, and we are not to willfully and wickedly break them. One is not to break the rules that God has made, whether playing golf in the summertime, or out on a public beach, or cutting grass on a hot day, or in a wedding, or whatever that person is doing. God knows about those that are physically but not mentally mature, and those that are mentally incapable of knowing when they are immodest. God knows about infants and invalids, and God knows about necessary medical procedures. But God also knows when a person knows to be modest, but is wickedly and willfully naked. James chapter number 4, verse 17 states, "Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." Do you recall the account from John 21 that tells of Simon Peter and other disciples going fishing? God had called Peter from being a fisher for fish to become a fisher of men. But Peter had failed the Lord by denying him three times. And Peter, a backslidden disciple, said unto the other disciples, "I go a fishing." And the other disciples replied, "We also go with thee." They didn't catch anything that night, but that morning Jesus stood on the shore. They didn't recognize Jesus at first. Jesus told them to cast the net on the right side of the ship. They did, and they were not able to draw the net for the multitude of fish. John spoke to Peter, saying, "It is the Lord." When Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. Simon Peter was out fishing with other disciples, and he was naked according to the Scriptures. Do you think that Simon Peter was out on that ship fishing with those other disciples without one stitch of clothing on? Do you think that he was completely naked? I don't think so. Simon Peter might have been out there with no shirt on, and he might have had something like a pair of shorts on. I don't believe he was absolutely naked, but it seems that he was so ashamed that he put a coat on, and even his action of casting himself into the water might have been to cover himself. When he heard that it was the Lord, he put a fisher's coat on. God sees you all of the time. I think that years ago someone told a story about a woman that was outside in shorts, and a preacher came up, and she went through a screen door to get away. And I don't mean that she opened the screen door, but she went through a screen door. God sees you all of the time. If more people thought about the fact that God sees them all of the time, then some of them might try to be more modest. Isaiah 47 tells about the judgment of God against the Babylonians and the Chaldeans. A portion of this section states, "Make bare the leg, uncover the thigh, pass over the rivers, thy nakedness shall be uncovered, yea, thy shame shall be seen. People should be ashamed of willful and wicked nakedness. The first point was, wicked nakedness is the unnecessary and unrighteous exposure of the body. Number two, wicked nakedness should cause shame and fear. Number three, wicked nakedness should not be condoned or encouraged. Instead, wicked nakedness should be condemned. Modesty should be encouraged. The word modest could be defined as properly restrained. In the 1828 Webster's Dictionary, there was a section on modesty. A portion of it stated, "In females, modesty has the like character as in males, but the word is used also as synonymous with chastity or purity of manners. In this sense, modesty results from purity of mind or from the fear of disgrace and ignominy, fortified by education and principle. Unaffected modesty is the sweetest charm of female excellence, the richest gem in the diadem of their honor." End of quote. The basic meaning of modest is limited, restrained, moderate, not excessive. But we live in a world in which there are so many people which encourage immodesty. It was clearly stated in Exodus chapter number 32 that Aaron had made the people naked unto their shame. Aaron was supposed to have been a leader for good to the people. Sometimes even religious leaders may encourage nakedness. 2 Chronicles chapter number 28 verse 19 states, "For the Lord brought Judah low because of Ahaz, king of Israel, for he made Judah naked and transgressed sore against the Lord." Here it was a king. In the John 21 account of the disciples fishing and Peter being naked, what kind of example was Peter setting? Peter had been a prominent disciple, and he had been a leader among the disciples, and yet there he was, naked to some degree while fishing. Sometimes those that should be good leaders set bad examples. Media in America has greatly encouraged nakedness in this nation. These words come from the book, "Your Clothes Say It For You." Though statistics on forcible rape declined in the five-year period ending in 1963, they suddenly shot up in 1964, up 68% in the United States and 90% in England. One factor, the report said, could have been Mary Quaint's introduction of the miniskirt. It went on to say, "The Hollywood Social Studies report concluded no other adequate cause for this strange reversal has been found." End of quote. Many an entertainer has modeled immodest clothing. Here's a quotation from the American Family Association of Florida, July 1995. "Just consider how far the print media has gone since pornography was introduced by Playboy magazine in the early 1950s. The centerfolds in the first issues, 1953, of Playboy magazine were less revealing than what is on the front cover of Cosmopolitan magazine today, 1995. End of quote. It has been a downhill slide for years. Among others that have been guilty of encouraging nakedness in this nation, I believe that many mothers have encouraged their children to wear that which was skimpy or tight-fitting because they thought it was cute. If a girl or a young woman attracts a man through her immodesty, what kind of man will she attract? Fathers and mothers should be guarding their children and not encouraging them to wrongly expose themselves to others. This is a dangerous world that we live in, and with all of the predators out there, children and young people need protection. Those that are the prey of a sexual predator might one day prey on others. Evil pictures are very easily accessible today. There is much encouragement of immodesty in this nation by a variety of people. Many a child has been encouraged to be immodest because of what a parent has worn and what a parent has watched. A child might stumble upon a parent's or a grandparent's stash of filthy magazines, or be looking over the shoulder of a parent or grandparent that is staring at filthy pictures on a screen. Once a child's mind is infected by those things, the child might still be vexed by the filthy images that have been stored in his mind years later, even in adulthood. Number 4, wicked nakedness should be guarded against even among family members. In Leviticus chapters 18 and 20, there are a number of verses that speak against the uncovering of the nakedness of relatives. I believe that much of that scripture was to head off the committing of incest. In Genesis chapter number 9, the Bible tells of the time that Noah got drunk and was uncovered within his tent. Even though he was in his own tent, Ham, one of his sons, saw his nakedness and told Shem and Japheth, his brothers. Genesis chapter number 9, verse 23, "And Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both their shoulders and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father, and their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness." Noah was drunk, and even if a normally modest man got drunk, he might unwittingly expose himself. If Noah had been sober, I doubt he would have been naked then, but even if he was naked in the privacy of his tent and he had seen his son come in, I think he might have quickly covered himself. Genesis chapter number 9, verses 24 and 25, "And Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done unto him, and he said, 'Cursed be Canaan.'" Canaan was Ham's son. Sometimes we might let our guards down around family members, but let us strive to be modest even among family members. God is against willful and wicked nakedness. God knows when people are incapable of covering themselves. The Good Samaritan came upon a man that had fallen among thieves and had been stripped of his raiment, wounded, and left half dead, and he had compassion on him and helped him. God knows about those situations. We are to be modest, biblically modest, not willfully and wickedly naked. Our purpose is not to try to outstandard everyone else. You might have some personal rules that you don't try to enforce on everyone else. And it can be good to have some personal rules. I have a practice that I do not preach that everyone in my church must follow. But here's something that I have for myself personally. I don't go around in public with just a short sleeve t-shirt on and no other shirt. There's a story behind me wearing long sleeve shirts, but one might ask why I don't go around wearing just a short sleeve t-shirt and no other shirt. I don't think it is good for me to show my underarms. They are the pits. All of us should want to follow the Bible. Whatever the Bible says, we should want to follow it. We should want to do what God wants us to do in this area of modesty. You can have some personal rules for yourself, but at least let us all follow the biblical rules for modesty.
Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Jesus now? Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Jesus now?
If you have any questions concerning this broadcast, give us a call at Lighthouse Baptist Church. The number is 850-610-3041, or visit the website at lbcfl.org. By the grace of God, get ready, be ready, stay ready, for Jesus is coming again.